I often describe movies as a kind of collective memory, a way to manipulate time, capture a moment, or express something ephemeral. In the sprawling new documentary Video Heaven by Alex Ross Perry, that idea is explored through a thoughtful essay-style narration by Maya Hawk over scenes from over 100 films set in video stores. From Hamlet, the 1990s version with Ethan Hawke, and maybe the first film to ever feature a video store, Brian De Palma's Body Double. Video stores were once a ubiquitous part of American life, especially in the 80s, 90s, and early aughts. But that landscape has drastically shifted with the rise of streaming and the collapse of physical media. If you're anything like me, a large part of your weekend used to involve grabbing food and wandering the aisles of the video store looking for something to watch. I think what Video Heaven captures so beautifully is how video stores meant different things to different people. For most, they were just a way to unwind or kill time at the end of the week. Something to do, a way to be entertained. For others, it was a quick social outing, it was cheaper than going to the movie theater, but still a way to stay in the cultural conversation. A new release was something to talk about. For people like me, the video store was a place of discovery. I loved it so much I worked at my local Blockbuster just to be surrounded by the art form I was obsessed with. It gave me a chance to talk about movies all day and to connect with others over that shared love. Now, Video Heaven is a long film, and it's very dense, but it's never boring. It's almost hypnotic in the way that it travels through the landscape of a world that no longer exists in our everyday lives. A quality it shares with other documentaries about cinema like We Kill for Love, an exhaustive 3-hour exploration of erotic thrillers from the 80s and 90s, and Los Angeles Plays Itself, which examines a city through a cinematic lens. These films, like Video Heaven, use the discussion of movies, whether as art or cultural artifact, as a way to explore society itself. In talking about how we portray the world on screen, they reveal how we see ourselves. The film also made me consider how media depictions of video stores may have in some strange way contributed to their own decline, demonizing them even as they faded from relevance. And now that they're gone, it's clear that at the very least, they were taken for granted. Still, a few survive. Vidiot's in LA, Scarecrow in Seattle, which has over 150,000 titles, whereas Netflix boasts around 7,000, Videodrome in Atlanta, and of course the last Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon. Video Heaven has me thinking that I need to plan a road trip ASAP. Also, it's making its way around festivals and coming soon to VOD.
From the 1980s to the 2010s, video stores were a ubiquitous part of the American retail landscape. Videos were available to rent nearly everywhere, in mom-and-pop stores, chain stores, electronic stores, even supermarkets and gas stations. During this time, the video store became equally common as a location in hundreds and hundreds of films and television shows. These fictionalized moments on screen are now the only recorded archive of the lifespan of the video store. They show video stores as places where anything can happen. Comedy.
This isn't the only Alex Ross Perry documentary out right now. Pavements, his documentary about the band Pavement, just got a Blu-ray release from Vinegar Syndrome. And here's a guest review from my friend Genevieve Radosti with an excerpt from her review for Pavements from Maybe We're Projecting.
Sometimes a great album is just a great album, but Alexander Ross Perry's Pavements isn't just a music documentary and makes the argument that a work of art is in the exact medium it was supposed to be. Not all great albums need to be rock musicals. Not every musician's career needs to be adapted for the big screen with a cast of young Hollywood it boys. Not every collection of artifacts demands an exhibit with toenail clippings sourced from a private collector. And not every comeback needs a behind-the-scenes documentary. And yet, while it's fun to mock the desire to monumentalize something so singular and unadaptable through try-hard adaptations, does this movie not try hard, too? Pavements portrays attempting to elevate our favorite music, or art in general, as kind of silly. And yes, Joe Keery taking a photo of Stephen Malcolmus's epiglottis for role research is silly. But when the real band finishes up rehearsals and goes on their reunion tour, the magic of talented musicians playing live for devoted fans is hard to deny. When I was a teenager at theater summer camp, shut up, I remember singing You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray, and our music instructor stopping to tell us that an effective key change in a song can make your heart skip a beat. I don't know if that's true, but I do believe we're capable of undeniable physical reactions to art. So does the footage of Pavement playing together again for appreciative audiences, even as silly moments from the musical and biopic and museum play in split screen, not send electricity down an audience's spine? Pavements poke so much fun at all the ways to immortalize a rock band, while in fact immortalizing a rock band. It's giving, I'm not a regular labor of love, I'm a cool labor of love. By that logic, Pavements mocks itself for existing. But I'm glad it does. Pavements partakes in Gen X's distaste for selling out and its signature irony, traits largely absent in pop culture today, and then quietly contradicts itself. Alex Ross Perry's meta-documentary drove home for me that we can interact with art in so many ways: satirizing, intellectualizing, adapting, admiring, commodifying. And sometimes those can be unnecessary, navel-gazing, or just plain silly. But how lucky and how lovely to react so strongly to something, like Pavement's music, that it makes you want to make something, even if that something features tap dancing Santa Clauses.
Genevieve's full review for Pavements is available at maybeweareprojecting.substack.com, and Pavements is now available on Blu-ray and video on demand. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LaBure.